T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Mully and Henley, up early to start your day with Chicago sports talk.
We live, we sing karaoke, we do a lot of cool things together.
Time to catch you up on this morning's show so far.
No timeouts for Tennessee. Bone rises now, and the dream is alive. Loyola rambling on to the Sweet 16.
My cup overfloweth. My friend, okay? I don't know how to break this news to you, but haven't been there in forever, and I'm in a state of kind of confusion, also sort of ecstasy. I can't believe it. Like, Loyola not only won a game in the NCAA tournament, they actually got to the Sweet 16.
Yes.
They won two games. A 16 seed beat a number one seed. Two number one seeds are out already. The left side of the bracket, for lack of a better term. It's a mumble jumble. It's like you took a bunch of names and threw them in a hat. It's unbelievable.
Mully and Henley.
What the hell's going on in this show?
I said the other day, what the hell is going on?
Taking you to work every morning from 5 to 9.
What world are we living in with Kyle Fuller? Is he guaranteed $20 million now? He went from not even picking up the final year of his option year in his rookie contract because they weren't sure what the guy's all about, to now, yeah, we definitely got to have him. I wouldn't have done it. If he really wanted to be here, I would have hoped that he doubled back and said, here's my offer, you want to better it. But I guess moving forward, Kyle Fuller's going to prove whether he's actually a changed man and whether last year the light bulb went on and he's a committed player.
What's up, Chicago?
Mully and Henley, Chicago Sports Radio, 6-7 to the score. Tons of fun for those of us that are following the Ramblers. Loyola moves on to play in the Sweet 16, and they will now face Nevada. I was thinking, you know, they scored 63 points to win the game against Tennessee. It was 63-62, 1963.
They won the
NCAA tournament. They beat Cincinnati in the championship game. And then Cincinnati lost Nevada. So the whole story, I'm like, there it comes. It's going to be the, oh, no, never mind. And Nevada looks pretty good. And who knows? I mean, the fine folks in Vegas have Nevada a 2.5-point favorite. And that game will be Thursday at 6:07 from Atlanta on CBS. So they're on the big network. And that is a 6 o'clock start. 6:07 here in Chicago. That's a game that I can sit down and enjoy and still be able to get my beauty rest before I
You should enjoy that game, whether it's a 2.5-point spread, for or against, yeah, whether it's 20 points. The fact they're in Atlanta, and the Nevada, they like to score, and they're capable. They only go 6 or 7 deep. But, boy, why wouldn't you like your chances of moving on with that matchup?
Yeah, and, if people want to demean me over my fandom for the school I went to, then go right ahead. I mean, did the fans look like Gryffindor? Yeah, that's okay. I mean, I believe Gryffindor it all worked out for them in the Harry Potter series.
Spoiler alert.
Dustin, get what's the woman's name who wrote those? Get J.K. Rowling on.
Rowling's, yeah.
Yeah, it's Rowling. It's not plural, but,
What is it?
Get Rollins on. Get that guy.
Jimmy Rollins too.
Yeah, get
the baseball manufacturing company.
Anybody, and we'll talk to them about how
anybody English.
Well, it worked out. Yeah, just get someone with an English accent, even if it's some.
And order some fish and chips.
East End. Yeah, nonsense.
I thought that was a bit of a stretch, though, when I saw that on a website. The whole the
Harry Potter
tie-in with the
yeah.
I didn't.
Man. Yeah, Harry Potter. You know, I mean, I'm not sure
Jamie
about this.
There, look.
There you go. Jamie Carragher. That's Jamie Carragher, is a former Scouser player who the guy is in his car and he yells at Jamie Carragher, who spits at the guy without seeing that his 14-year-old daughter was in the seat that Jamie spit into and hit the daughter in the face. So he got suspended as a broadcaster, and there's a question of whether he'll return. But that's Kevbo gives us that one. That's
wow.
Nice. How do you spit? He was spitting at the guy because the guy taunted him without seeing that there was a young girl in the front seat. So he spit
on her.
That's
not good.
No.
Speaking of broadcasters.
Jimmy Carragher spit at me daughter. The guy says that about
2-1 lad.
2-1 lad. That's the taunt. Go ahead.
Who do you want to see do that game? Like, I think it'd be great to have Nance on that game. There's like some really great storylines in that region. I'm guessing, if I had a guess based on looking at the bracket, that group led by Jim Nance will be in the Midwest because you've got Kansas and Duke and Syracuse. I'm guessing they want Nance on that potential regional final of Kansas and Duke. But the storyline...
Does he just move into Butler Cabin for 3 weeks then and wait?
Right after that. Yeah. Right. San Antonio, then via Butler Cabin, right after that.
Yeah.
See, if he went to Atlanta, Brian, you're right. Like, he could get away maybe and play around. I'm sure he's played it a couple times. Right?
I'm worried about Jim's golf game. Sure he doesn't get enough
of that. I'm worried about who's on these broadcasts.
I love Kevin Harlan. Yeah. I mean, I think he's fantastic.
Harlan would be great, too,
that would be
broadcast.
Really good. Right, yeah.
I'd rather have Harlan than Jim Nance,
I think I would,
to
too, frankly. Yeah. That's what I
take. Listen, I could take both. I'd be fine with it.
And I think Kevin has an affinity for Chicago. I don't, you know.
Well, his brother.
Super agent brother.
Super agent Brian Harlan lives here. That would force Kevin to be on top of his game. Not that he isn't anyway. But
a Kentucky Loyola regional final with Nance on the call. I thought it was perfect Friday night that Nance was on the call when a 16 seed beat a 1 seed, right? Mm-hmm. I thought that was just perfect.
It
all worked out. I mean, I thought that was just.
Is it me or is one of the studio shows trying to be the Charles Barkley, Kenny Ernie of college? Oh,
that's painful. That's painful. That show with I can't remember the guy with Brendan Hayward and Candace Parker.
Yeah.
Oh boy.
And there's they're desperately trying to be.
Yeah. They're,
but I like Hayward. I think Hayward's pretty decent.
He's okay.
I like Seth.
I like Seth a lot. I watch it for Seth.
Yeah. Well, he's not getting up running around.
Casey.
Remember we had Seth on and he was talking about Dan Bernstein. They went to college together and he used to cheat off Dan or something. I don't remember. That's usually the way it worked. But Seth also picked a lot of good upsets. Like, he knows this stuff inside and out.
Now, I don't know if it was planned, but now when I checked in, again, I had a dance competition, so I didn't get to see.
You actually did?
Yeah, no, let me rephrase it. I had to make sure the snacks were ready and the dollar
DVR
bills
the
were ready
and
for
go out there and watch.
Not those kind of dollar bills, but dollar bills for the snack concession stand, and then a fine bag of chips and water, juice boxes, granola bars is ready.
Yes.
Run some interference. But I didn't see, but yesterday I noticed Charles wasn't there on the main set.
Wasn't he watching the Auburn game and then he was so disappointed?
Is that what it was?
No, I don't know. He wasn't. It was hilarious because I don't know what day it was. The tournament is all linking together in my mind, but I think Wally Cerbiak was there.
Yeah, Wally was there. Yeah.
And somebody was throwing to him and called him Kenny. And then they all like high-fived. They thought it was hysterical.
Yeah, see this.
But Clark Kellogg is fantastic.
Yep.
And I like him as a foil to Charles and Kenny. I think Clark knows everything inside and out.
Did you hear
I
Charles?
I think Kenny knows more than people think. Kenny's really good. And I think Charles doesn't know a thing and is just reacting to the game. And I love that combination. I think it's really fun. And there's did you see when they put the hair on them, the Rob Gray hair on them? That was hysterical. What? They had like the man bun and they showed they would look like with it.
Kevin Zipek enjoyed that.
Yes.
Master of the man bun.
His favorite player.
I invented that hairstyle 5 years ago.
I know.
Everybody else
done.
Is just catching up. Yes. I'm a trendsetter, a tastemaker.
But that's kind of a samurai look that maybe you didn't invent. I don't know.
I think I did.
I think every hairstyle has been used somewhere.
At what point Charles said they're talking about Clark playing one-on-one, and we talked with President Obama, and Charles says, how did you let him beat you? You're the greatest basketball player in the history of the world. He goes, I'm fat and out of shape and whatever. He's not beating me. And Clark's, well, you know, he's got that left-handed thing going. And then Charles, no.
Clark was just being very genteel.
Yeah, he's just gracious.
And, yeah, a good man.
Charles like, no president's beating me. I don't care what shape I'm in. As he's eating a platter full of pastries.
That's the guy in the Olympics who ran over the dude. Remember that? I mean, like, Charles is just insane. I think he's awesome. I really enjoy that show. I love watching. I told you, I have for years recorded the TNT show. Shaq kind of ruined it for a while. Still uncertain about Shaq, but I love Charles and Kenny and EJ. I do. But Shaq gets a little goofy sometimes. He's the only one that stands up to Charles, though.
Yeah.
But they have history. I think somebody swung at somebody at some point. All righty. 312-644-6767. We're going to bring Bruce in. We're going to talk a little baseball. We'll find out what's gone wrong with Michael Kopech. Is it the high-profile breakup? Is it the disappointment about going to AAA? We'll get inside the story with Bruce. We'll find out all the gory details of everything going on in everyone's personal. Nah, we'll just talk baseball. Mully and Hanley on the score.
Welcome to Play It, a new podcast network featuring radio and TV personalities talking business, sports, tech, entertainment, and more. Play it at play.it.
Mully and Hanley, Chicago Sports Radio 6-7 of the score. Bruce Levine is, of course, the Scores baseball expert. Good morning, Bruce. How are you?
Good morning, guys. Hold on a second. I'm ducking from another pitch that Shields and Kopech has thrown here in the desert.
Boy,
it's a rough day for the White Sox yesterday. Wow. Bad day.
And I think more people are concerned because it was Kopech. I mean, you don't want James Shields to revert back to the batting practice pitcher that he's been since he's joined the White Sox, but the future is Michael Kopech. He's a big part of the rebuild. So is there, we were told that there's a public breakup going on via reality TV and social media, but it just seems like he's a different pitcher, and he talked about yesterday that he's lost, he's trying to be too perfect with each pitch, and he's lost his composure.
Right. Well, he's working on a changeup, and that was the difference. And you're going to see that at the end of spring training here, the fact that both Cubs and Sox pitchers are making adjustments on different pitches. They're continuing to use it. You saw yesterday Kopech continuing to use the changeup and not working for him, getting it hit pretty hard. You saw on the other side of town Chatwood continuing to work on a cut fastball that he used over and over again, and it got hit. Those adjustments would be made during the regular season when they're pitching in games. They wouldn't be repeating those pitches over and over again and getting them hit. So we're still seeing, some of the spring training rust that they're wearing off here. But I wouldn't be too concerned with the Chatwood outing. As far as Shields, Brian, as you said, is he reverting back to the guy giving the long home runs up and what we've seen over the last 2 years? He's got to lead the staff. He's got to pitch a lot of innings. It's important for him.
Kopech is going through a breakup with his girlfriend, and then he's obviously not pitched well since it was announced he's going to AAA. Where is he at? Is he running into a bad patch because of all the distraction?
Mike, I cover sports, the reality TV part.
It's funny you say that because they do have a reality television show. I'm just saying, something's going on in the kid's life. That's all.
I wouldn't worry about him. Honestly, this is a kid with a big arm and a tremendous future, and he's a kid. He's what, 21 years old, If someone was following us around, whether it was a reality show or not at 21, I know I wouldn't have held up very well. I think the kid has tremendous. You're laughing because we.
Oh, of course. No, it's a great point.
At this point in time, he's a kid going through kid stuff, and, everybody's making a big deal about him. I think he's going to have a great future. He's got a tremendous arm. He's got a big personality, and he's not afraid to say that he was bad when he was bad. I really like the kid a lot, so I wouldn't worry about this start here. As I said, he was working on a pitch that he wants to try to accomplish to take him to the next level. And, if it was a regular season game, he would have thrown more 98s and not worked on the breaking stuff. He is hell-bent on being a starting pitcher. He was labeled as a bullpen closer by a lot of people when he came up, and he's proving to the White Sox and to himself that he's going to be an every five-day pitcher, top-of-the-rotation pitcher, who has three or four pitches he can count on.
So much was made about Kyle Schwarber losing the 30 pounds or so that he did, and now to hear Joe talk about his approach at the plate and being more handsy and not armsy, I guess, but he said more handsy than arms. Was that a Chili Davis correction? Was that something he worked on in the offseason? Have you been able to ask about his approach to offense this year?
Yeah, it's a combination of the two. I mean, he's just so compact now. And driving the ball to left field, which is so important, you know, hitting the ball the other way and taking that. Laying off the high fastball, you know, I think I told you guys about a week or 10 days ago, I said, you know, don't you miss swinging for the 500-foot homer. He said, with my swing now, if I hit it 400 feet, it's going to go out of any ballpark in America. So from that perspective, he's just looked great. And not only that, in the outfield, he's getting the balls in gaps. On the bases, he tried to score all the way from second base on a wild pitch. The guy, and he almost made it. The guy's a different athlete now, and it's going to be fun for people to watch this transition of a guy who was already an accomplished power hitter try to make himself into a more complete player. The guy has just looked great here. I mean, it's spring training. I know people get a little bit hyped up about what you see here, but I can tell you you're going to see a different Schwarber here. Will he still strike out 150 times? Most likely he will. But in 600 at-bats, I think you're going to see him do a lot of damage this year.
Interested in the backup catcher position, you know, a notebook item here with Gordon basically says that Chris Jimenez looks like it's his job, and yet Caratini has a good bat. How do you view this thing?
Well, let's start with Contreras, okay? Do you want him to catch less than 125 or 130 games? The guy is going to be an MVP candidate if he stays healthy all year. That's how good he is. So we're talking about 25 or 30 games that someone's going to catch and back up here and there in blowout games and go into games. You don't want Victor Caratini, who was their minor league player of the year, sitting on a bench all that time. You want him at AAA catching every day and being ready in case something does happen to Contreras this year. So Jimenez is going to make the team as the backup, and he's a really good defender, and he's hit the ball, you know, pretty well here in spring training, although you don't put much credence in that. And there's a familiarity, you know, if he becomes the caddy for Darvish most of the time, you know, so be it. They have that great history with each other, so that's perfect. But you don't want a kid like Caratini who has a really good future sitting on the bench all year. I think that's a done deal.
All right, great stuff, Bruce. Thanks as always.
All right, guys, have a great day, okay?
You
all
too.
Right,
thanks,
you
Bruce.
You too. That's great stuff. And we'll get to Michael with a scoreboard update. We should mention that Clayton Custer, Loyola's shot maker, as he was referred to this morning by Dustin. I love that. What a great term to have associated with you. Yeah, I'm the shot maker.
In the basketball tournament, that would work.
Yeah. What else? Where else would you be the shot maker?
Two shot makers in two games so far.
That's
in the
pretty
tournament.
Good.
That's not too
shabby.
Got
to find a third.
And speaking of backup catchers, happy birthday to David Ross, everybody.
Oh, our old colleague.
Well, our old, show colleague and Dancing with the Stars member. Bruce Weber's still alive, by the way.
In the tournament, or what do you mean?
He's still, well, both.
There's a lot of ex-Illini coaches doing well.
That's right.
Just no one's doing well
at
Illinois. Yeah, sadly.
Oh, he's doing a hell of a job in the studio.
Welcome to Play It, a new podcast network featuring radio and TV personalities talking business, sports, tech, entertainment, and more. Play it at play.it.
Mulligan Handley, Chicago Sports Radio 6-7 to the score. And we're delighted to welcome in Clayton Custer. He is Loyola shot maker. That's pretty good. That's a nice reputation. He is the Missouri Valley Conference Larry Bird Player of the Year. Birdman. Clay, how are you?
I'm doing pretty good. Doing pretty good. Thank you for having me on.
That's pretty awesome to, you know, be associated with Larry Bird in any way, and especially for a point guard. I mean, I mean, that's pretty spectacular stuff. How much fun has this been for you?
Oh my gosh, this has been certainly a dream come true for me and all of us. I mean, it's experience that not a lot of people get to have, and we're definitely trying to enjoy the ride.
Well, my partner here, Clayton, was tearing up the soccer fields for Loyola back in the day at Loyola University. So you made a lot of alum very happy as this ride continues. And you know, can you take us back to your official visit to Loyola when you're transferring from Iowa State? And obviously, Ben's there. He's your best friend from back in third grade. But did you really think you were going to commit on that trip and cancel the Creighton trip? What transpired over those 48 hours or so that made you think this was home?
I mean, to be honest, no. I mean, I didn't think. I thought I had a chance that I might come to Loyola, but I didn't think that I was gonna come here and just commit on the spot while I was here without visiting, taking any other visits. I don't know. It was just kind of a feel thing. Kind of felt like the right thing while I was here. Obviously, I had a super fun weekend with Ben, and we had a blast. But then also, me and my parents got to sit down, spend some time with the coaching staff, the assistants, and Coach Mosier. And I don't know. Me and my parents, the night before we were about to leave, sat down, and I told them that it felt like the right situation for me, and that I didn't even want to take my other visits. I told them I wanted to commit. I asked them what they thought, and my parents said the same thing. They said they felt the exact same way. We just felt super, super comfortable with the fit here at Loyola, and I don't know. I'm just glad. I'm glad I made that decision because now we are here, and it's all worked out pretty well.
It's funny, you know, obviously Fred Hoiberg is coaching the Bulls, and you were recruited by him to Iowa State, and you get there, and they got, what was the kid, Monte Morris? Was that the kid? He's a two-way player now. He's on a two-way contract in Denver. I mean, he was a second-round draft. He was a really good player, and you kind of knew you were blocked there. What was your relationship like with Fred? Have you talked to him at all? I know he's talked about you and he's talked about the team. Have you stayed in touch with him at all? And what's it like having him with the Bulls? That's so weird.
It is super weird how all that ended up happening. It's kind of crazy that we're in the same city, but it's kind of weird. It's hard to communicate with Fred just because he's not allowed to. He's not really allowed to text me or call me or really have too much communication with me because it's like it would be considered like tampering with the NCAA rules.
Wow.
Jimmy Butler had that same thing going with him.
Yeah, which sucks. I mean, it sucks because, like, obviously me and Fred have a really good relationship. We were really close ever since he started recruiting me. So, like, we can't really talk very much. But I mean, he's been super nice. I mean, I love Coach Hoiberg. I've always had so much respect for him and his family. But yeah, I've seen like people have interviewed him and asked him about me and stuff. And he's not technically allowed to say my name, I guess. But like he'll be
good old number 13. Yeah.
Well, he'll be like I'm not allowed to talk about kids at that level, but like. There is one kid in this city that I'm like really excited for and like and proud of and stuff, but he's not allowed to say
that's
my name.
Bizarre.
So I don't know. You know, the NCAA rules are a little bit over the top sometimes. I don't know.
What is your major, Clay? What are you majoring in?
I'm a finance major.
And are you graduating? Have you
Redshirt junior.
Someone said you're going into. The business school, is that right?
Yeah, so I am on track to graduate. Huh. Who knows now with all this class that I'm just in. But
that's hilarious.
But yeah, I am graduating. There's a 5-year MBA program at Loyola, so I have actually already started taking a couple of my grad school classes, and then at the end of next year, I'll already have my MBA.
Wow!
So that's a cool little program that they have here at Loyola. That's what I'm doing right now.
So take us into the locker room and take us into the timeout right before the shot. And you know, different guys in different games make those shots. And you know, Porter wanted the ball in your hands, obviously, and you got that. But take us into the timeout. You have 10.5 seconds left. You actually have to defend for 3 seconds and change after the shot rims up and off the glass and in. But you're on the floor watching that thing. I know in the immediate post game you said you didn't think, you know, you paid off for all the hard work you put in the gym. But what was the feel like? Because the play seemed to be executed perfectly. It was just now you need a little roll, a little luck.
Yeah. I mean, we coach. I mean, I'm just happy Coach put me in that situation, but we just kind of ran a little one down drop, and so Krutwig came up and kind of acted like he was going to set a screen, and then kind of like dropped off towards the left side block and kind of gave me the right side to try to make a play. And I don't know, I just went right and kind of felt that my defender, I'd got him going enough where if I elevated, he wasn't going to really be able to contest it. And I shot it. I knew it didn't feel great. It was online, but I knew it felt a little bit short. I was kind of hoping it would rattle in, but once I saw it hit the front of the rim, I didn't have a good feeling about it. But I was trying to get it off at least in time where we would have a chance for somebody to come in there and tip it in if I missed. And then lucky enough, it got a really soft roll and fell in. But it was really cool. I was actually on my I was on my back watching it go in. So it was kind of cool.
I loved what you said afterward too. You talked about, you know, how the basketball god smiled upon you for all the hard work you've put in. You know, I mean, you know, you got a good role, and that's wonderful. And you know, it's also though all the years that you worked your rear end off and all the time you put in the gym. You know, to be in the position to take that shot, to get that role, it takes so much. And I thought the fact that you referenced that was wonderful.
Yeah, for sure. I mean, that's all I could think about after. I mean, I'm not blind to see that I got a lucky roll on that shot. Like, it just made me think back to just all the time that I've put into the game. I was just glad that ball fell in.
Nevada, did you watch the game last night?
Yeah.
Wow. They were down 22.
I know. We were watching the game and we were all pretty tired. Just because it was crazy after the game, and then the travel yesterday, we were pretty tired. I fell asleep for like a second for a little bit in the second half.
So it's Cincinnati,
because Cincinnati was up by so much. I just kind of thought we were going to play Cincinnati, and then I woke up with like 8 minutes left, and Nevada just started making that run, and it was nuts. But I don't know. Nevada's a really good team, and we're gonna have to get ready for them.
Lowest seed you've played yet. I mean, what the hell? Clay, thanks a ton, man. Yeah. We appreciate your time, and congratulations. It's been, you know, you guys are a national story. You look at someone like Sister Jean, and, you know, she's now a media darling after, you know, devoting her life to people. I mean, it's a great story. It's fun. The Gryffindor crowd, everything about it has been a lot of laughs. It's certainly your shot really made it all worthwhile.
Well, thank you so much.
All right,
buddy. Appreciate it.
We'll talk to you next week on the way to San Antonio.
That sounds awesome.
All right, pal. Take care. That's Clayton Custer, the Loyola shot maker. God, that's awesome. Good kid.
Yeah.
Finance major. Guy's going to be buying and
selling. Someone has to handle Sister Jean's endorsements.
Mully and Hanley, Chicago Sports Radio, 670 The Score.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.